It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times, Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, and this weekend, Will is at the 183rd National Puzzlers League Convention in Montreal. Hi, Will, and happy convention weekend.
Thank you, Sasha, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Will, what kind of things do you do at a puzzle convention?
You know, this is one chance a year for word puzzle fanatics to get together and share their passion and play games together. And it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Peter Gwynn, who writes for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I said, take the first name of a famous movie director, write it in upper and lowercase letters, rotate the third letter of the name 180 degrees, in other words, turn it upside down, and you'll get the name of the main character in one of this director's most popular movies. Who is it? See, the answer is Ridley, as in Ridley Scott, who directed Alien. Turn the D upside down, and you get Ripley, which was the character of Sigourney Weaver.
And our listeners did very well this week. There were more than 1,200 correct entries, and Mark Powell of Tujunga, California, is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Mark.
Thanks so much.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
My family's been playing for about 20 years. My wife discovered it, and I started listening to it as a podcast on an original iPod back in 2003.
Do you play as a family or individually?
We play as a family pretty consistently. We enjoy solving the puzzle together or individually, but I'm the one who always has to muster the nerve to enter the contest.
And Mark, when you're not playing the puzzle, what other things do you like to do?
Well, I am a software developer. I do software applications for iPhone and Mac, both independently and for my full-time employer.
And Mark, you're the one in your family brave enough to want to play. Are you ready right now to play the puzzle?
I am very excited to play.
All right, Will, go for it.
All right, Mark and Sasha, I'm going to give you some six-letter words. For each one, rearrange the letters to get two three-letter words in the same category. For example, if I said regale, R-E-G-A-L-E, to make parts of the body, you would say ear and leg. Okay, here we go. Number one is beaten, B-E-A-T-E-N, to make two insects.
Bee and ant.
You got it. Number two is genial, G-E-N-I-A-L, to get two alcoholic beverages.
Gin and ale.
You got it. Ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, to make two colors.
Red and tan.
That's it. Bater, B-A-I-T-E-R, to get two things to wear.
Ooh.
And Sasha, if you think of the answer, feel free to give a hint. But Mark, do you have it?
I see one, but I'm going to let Mark take the lead first.
No, it's not coming to me.
I see at least one, Will, and it is bra.
Bra is right, and then the other three letters are just sitting right there.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, tie.
Yes.
There you go. A bra and tie is right. Tackle, T-A-C-K-L-E, to make two animals.
Elk and cat.
You got it. Just read it backward. Laughs, L-A-U-G-H-S, to make two boys' nicknames.
Okay. Could be how.
Yes.
Or gal.
As I look at the word, I see Gus. Is that one of them?
Gus and Hal. You got it.
Awesome.
How about Sharif? S-H-A-R-I-F, as in Omar Sharif. And you want to make two trees.
I have fir and ash.
You got it. Author, A-U-T-H-O-R, to make two Greek letters.
That's going to be tau and rho.
Uh-huh. Good. Oriole, O-R-I-O-L-E, to make two resources from the earth.
Oil and ore.
You got it. And here's your last one. Theirs, T-H-E-I-R-S, to make two possessive pronouns.
Her and its.
You got it. Boom, boom, boom. Nice job.
Mark, you are very fast. You were getting them immediately when I was still orienting myself to the puzzle at the beginning. So congratulations. You are really good.
Thanks so much. That was so much fun.
And how do you feel? You were courageous enough to do it. How does it feel after having done it?
It feels fantastic. I've been looking forward to playing the puzzle for 20 years, and it's just been a real treat, a fabulous treat.
We were glad to have you. And Mark, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to KCRW in Santa Monica.
Excellent. That is Mark Powell of Tujunga, California. Thank you again very much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Sasha.
And Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Henry Picciotto of the National Puzzlers League. He's here with me in Montreal. Name a famous singer, first and last names, 12 letters in all. Add a Y at the end, and the result, with respacing but not rearranging any letters, will spell a possible contribution to a picnic and how it might be served. What singer is it? So again, famous singer, first and last names. It's got 12 letters in all. Add a Y at the end, and the result, with respacing but not rearranging letters, will spell a possible contribution to a picnic and how it might be served. What singer is it?
And for anyone who wants to try, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will. Happy puzzling.
Thank you, Sasha.